Thomas, could you take over the pro tem chair refereeing? Because I want to get this written out and sent to everybody.
Sure. Who would like
to? Okay, I still agree with January as well. Because, you know, at this particular moment, we haven't voted on anything either.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So we may get to vote today. We may not. We might have to put that on our calendar for next month.
Okay, I just sent just now, what is it? It's 3:04 Eastern. And I sent it with some changes. Where is it? Okay, I put it didn't take. Ooh, let me see. What's going on there?
I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah.
And so I took out. What did I do? How did I do this? I changed that date to September 30th. This is in the quick. I mean, we can change to January of next year, but let's see. And I put double brackets for something I added, like conform to the existing committee to provide oversight and assistance of the station's programming, including but not limited to, and not in conflict with, number one, number two, all the way through those points through number, 17. And then instead of the word and, I took off and I put but, requires that the, but requires, so this becomes a little more forceful, that the general manager attend, or the PD, and at least two members of the LSB, either through volunteering or through elections. That's going to be hard. the two LSBs, I think more LSBs should be allowed than two, because if you've got a huge majority, whoever that was, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Finish your statement.
Yeah. What was I saying? Yeah, if only two, it says at least two, so you can have more. Must be members of the committee through volunteering or elections. There's a little, I'm a little wondering about what does that mean. Ron, you want to
I haven't received that? Anything. You said something. I'm trying to find it.
Okay, let me see. Did I add you?
I don't know.
I sent it at 3:04 Eastern. Oh, gosh, it's already past 3. Darn.
3:04.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Tell me what email address did you send it to?
Okay.
I don't know if you want to give out your email address on the stream.
Oh.
It has your name, and then it has a number, and then it has Gmail.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that right?
No. Okay. I haven't received it yet.
Okay. So all I did is I just What did I do? I changed the date to September 30th of this year, and then I added, but not limited to, including but not limited to, and not in conflict with, and then number 1 through 17 points. And then instead of and, I took and off. I put but requires that the general manager or the PD and at least two board members either through volunteering or through elections. And then I put, as members' input is essential to programming, including non-LSB persons' input, any member who attends the inaugural meeting or subsequently attends to consecutive becomes a member. Okay, go ahead. Whoever that was that wanted public comment, go ahead.
Okay, so thanks. Just on the last point that you made, it should be anyone who attends. The person doesn't have to be a member of the station in order to attend a committee meeting. And since membership comes or can come through working on committees, making membership a requirement in order to do something from which membership can be obtained seems a little contradictory to me.
You're right. Yeah,
so it should be any person who attends.
That's right. It says later that they can become a member. So, okay, let me redo that. It should be any person. Change it back to the way it was, person.
I wanted to jump in. I was very late joining the call. I was listening for about 3 minutes before calling in, 4 minutes ago. So I've missed a lot, and I'm not asking that anything be reviewed. I just heard Thomas saying something about taking effect in January, and I absolutely want to urge against doing that. What you're having now are elections of local station boards. People are terming out. People are also terming off the PNB. So it's important to try to get work done while everybody still knows what's being talked about. You will be looking at a very different crew, perhaps, you know, after the election, both locally and nationally. There'll be a rush on the on the local boards, probably trying to, you know, tie up loose ends, get things done. And in January on the PNB, I assume will be also incredibly busy trying to tie up loose ends. So you're going to end up waiting for this to be it'll be kicked down the road until people sort of figure out what's going on in March or April, and you'll be right back where you were this year. So,
mm-hmm. But I asked, is this Lydia?
This is a member of the public who's
able to
attend.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
And so I absolutely want to urge you to get this done ASAP. Thank you.
Sue,
yes? Go ahead.
I wrote this, my proposal, making it sure that it's not a union for the programmers. The programmers should have their own union. And Nancy, I'd appreciate it if you could send a copy of my proposal to all the members of this committee. And one thing I delineated, people who are listeners and also someone who's a member should be on the committee. And thank you.
Okay. I'm going to read what Sue put one more time. A member of the PRA.
You don't have it.
Station. Oh, you don't have that. Okay. I better send. Okay. Thomas, would you take over at referring? I'm going to... I was hoping we could get this done today because of the same reasons that the public person just said, you're going to get a completely new people. It won't mm-hmm. be this group. And we worked so hard on this motion, which is important because and not having a programming input committee or a programming oversight committee, sometimes I think it's just darn political to keep that from happening because it's the fear of there is a fear when you've got a group of people, it's harder to control than if you don't have a group of people or a committee. But a committee is where you get a lot of different perspective and viewpoint. And we are not reaching out to the kids in the schools. We do not have training programs except at KPFA. Yeah. Go ahead, Thomas.
I'm not ruling you out of order by any means. But you were going to finish the draft. But I was. Is anyone else on the stack? Because I was going to address the issue of again the calendar. We have 4 months until the end of the year, effectively. This is, 8 days to go in August. So I think 4 months is certainly plenty of time to agitate in the PNB and to get this, get something, you know, I'm sure they'll have input of this, but, you know, put this on their radar, and there's plenty of time for that, this campaign to go forward. I don't think anyone is speaking against the I haven't heard anyone speak against the principles of the motion. As I said, I supported them. And if they do, that's fine. That's, I was going to say one thing about members of the public joining. As we know in the bylaws, it's what, 3 hours of volunteer work is enough to get to basically pay your yearly membership. We can certainly make that part of our, you know, first meetings and our publicity, publicizing our meetings to say, you know, members of the public will document your attendance if you're not yet a member, so that you would very quickly, within two meetings, I assume, be, since meeting attendance does constitute station volunteering, doesn't it? I am correct when I say that, yes?
It's unclear.
Oh, it is? It's unclear?
You bet it is.
Is the unclarity based on the number of hours that are required?
Yes.
Or the value of attending a meeting itself? Both?
Yes.
Oh.
I'd like to join the stack.
Well, I would just say, I would respond to that by saying, you know, we could certainly, as a committee, force the issue by, you know, insisting that new members who have done what we believe is necessary would, you know, we would sponsor their membership. We could take it that
Jack.
Far.
May I have the stack?
But who was first?
Sue Stack.
Yes, go ahead, and then the mail after him, after you, Miss. I'm sorry.
I think that 3 hours is not enough, but also WBAI, I think, is in a sweat to get this done, to get their own program council done. Thank you.
WBAI.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. This is Raymond Goldstone, KPFK. I feel very strongly that the other public member, I don't know, that proposal is entirely different. And I think it's very important that we agree that these are program oversight committees, not councils, not, congresses. If someone wants at a later time to deal with a council, fine. But the work that's been done to date gets lost in the, I believe, in the vocabulary. And I think you've called it program committee or program oversight committee throughout the proposal to date, not council or anything else. And there may be parts of that I'm not thrilled with, but I think it's very important to get this on the table, not off the table.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
Thank you, Raymond. Is that it?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Stack, please. May I?
Go ahead. You're recognized.
Okay, thanks. So I missed part of your comment, Tom, question about the membership, the connection between membership and the committee.
Mm-hmm.
You asked a question and a male member said, that something was confusing or unclear about the bylaws.
Would you like me to clarify? I'll repeat it very quickly. I said I thought to get a volunteer membership without forking over any money, my understanding was three hours minimum of volunteer work was sufficient at, you know, given approximately, I mean, all you're valuing those hours at is about $8 an hour plus change to equal the $25 membership, that I thought 3 hours was sufficient to get an annual membership at wherever station you're doing that. and someone, that was Raymond or someone else, said it's debatable, or let's put it this way, it's controversial at this point within certain places. I'm not
okay.
sure.
Okay, thanks.
Right.
So that's
and then
I
responded
would,
that we as a committee could become sponsors of said people if they joined our committee by saying, you know, we vouch for his/her participation and insist that he be made a member for this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's controversial at all. In Article 3, Section 1, the bylaws talk about, you know, looking back 12 months, right, from the record date. It says listener-sponsored members shall be any natural persons who within the preceding 12-month period have contributed a minimum of $25 to any foundation radio station or such minimum amount as the board of directors may from time to time decide, or two, have volunteered a minimum of 3-hour service to any foundation radio station. Said contribution shall be considered non-refundable. The volunteer work shall be performed under the supervision of radio station management. Someone who does not have the floor needs to mute because we're getting feedback from your speaker or something. Under the supervision of foundation management and shall include volunteer work on committees of the local station board. So there is no lack of clarity there. It doesn't
there
say
is
membership.
Lack of clarity there.
I don't know who you are, but you do not have the floor.
My name is Raymond Stone.
That's fine. Mr. Goldstone, please be quiet as I have the floor.
You have it. Well, never mind.
I have it.
Yes,
you're welcome to get on the stack and
she's
respond
right,
after.
Raymond, thank you. Go ahead.
The rule is 3 hours of service. Now, for most volunteers, that meant, you know, well, used to mean pre-COVID, that you did it in the phone room or you showed up at the end of a drive when they were sending out premiums and you helped package the premiums. In terms of committee work, there's a difference between attending meetings and being a member of the committee. Each committee, the board would have determined what the membership requirements are. For some committees, it means attendance at 3 consecutive meetings, and then you become a member of the committee. But if you show up at one meeting, you've attended the meeting. Who defines what work is? Does work mean that you have to take on a special project, or that you show up and listen and participate? Maybe you comment, maybe you don't. But that person's presence at the meeting, having been on governance meetings for decades, I assure you, it is work. There's somebody who really needs to mute. You're making a ruckus back there.
Yeah, whoever is making that sound in the kitchen or whatever, please mute. Sorry.
You know, so I don't think there's a lack of clarity here. I think the PNB gets to say, and the PNB has said, and in this election in particular, the PNB was told to clarify it, because there are people who are, for example, in New York, members of committees, which means they showed up not once, not twice, but 3 times. And that they do so, and people have done so regularly over years. And in this case, I'm talking mostly about our finance committee meeting. It's the only one that has survived the old new revolution. And they're not on the membership rolls. So the attitude that if you didn't pay in dollars, but you paid in hours, your contribution is less valuable is really crappy. That's number one. And number two, comparing 3 hours to the $25 rate, as you pointed out, Thomas, values it at about $8 an hour when in many states the minimum is already $15. And much of our programming has been devoted to fight for 15, you know, yet people do their hours and hours of work and they have to struggle with someone else's evaluation or someone else's valuation of whether or not their presence constitutes work. I don't know. There are a lot of contradictions in Pacifica. This is one.
Raymond to the stack.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Thank you. This will be short, if not sweet. To interject
into the motion about which we have been in discussion, to interject that issue is a way to kill the larger point. If someone wants to discuss what constitutes the supervision of management, or who's a member, or who makes phone call, is on the call, it's going to confuse the gravamen of the motion. It's a different issue, and it's one about which there is a difference of opinion. And I urge the committee to get on with its motion and not put in it matters that are going to delay it.
Okay. Thank you, Raymond. Is that's it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anyone else?
Jack. Sue.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Sue.
The program council that I wrote up, I really meant it to be a council with some teeth and not a program oversight committee. My language is that the programming council must make big decisions and have them all written up as a proposal for the program director and or the manager. And they have to read them and consider them. Not obey, but consider. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Nancy.
Go ahead. Nancy, you're coming back?
I'm coming back. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Ms. Chair.
Sue, I have read your 10 different people, type of people. The current motion would be an oversight committee, which would also include the general manager or the program director, and all these others, PRA, stations, paid staff, local station board, all these people, they would be able to come into it because they would be able to be a member because we have the word any person can. So all these people are any persons, programmers, staff, paid staff, whoever. Now, the CAB, yes, the CAB can. I misspoke before. We cannot get, the LSPs cannot be a member of the CAB, but and the staff cannot be a member of the CAB. But the CAB can, they can become on a programming committee,
but
I believe.
It has no teeth.
Okay, go ahead, Thomas.
Well, I'd like to say that I am mindful of Raymond's caution, and I do believe, and I believe I stated it earlier, that the membership of committees doesn't need to be talked about in this motion. And I believe this motion, which we've been sitting on for a good while, is an overall sort of a mission and a picture of how we see the network operating. I am mindful of the difference between committee and council, based on what I've heard of from Jim Dingaman and other people in New York about how the program council there worked. From what I gathered, it seemed to be much more heavily involved in critiquing programs and that sort of thing than we're attempting to do. But I think this is a good first step. And the other comments about membership and volunteers, et cetera, nothing's contradicting that, and I think that might be the next thing we clarify in a separate motion. And I agree that the words of the bylaws are very clear. The confusion is maybe in the word work, but for my mind, the only time I ever recall seeing our station take sort of keep a record of volunteers was just as the one speaker said, doing phone drives when you get to the station and sign in, and it's fairly clear. But if the committee can start to sort of keep records of, I would ask this question. does three consecutive appearances at a committee, making someone a member, then start their 3-hour, you know, and if they want to go that route, is once they're a member of the committee, they start to earn credit towards membership, or would those two things happen simultaneously? You'd become a member as well as a full-time, you know, recognized as a committee member. That'd be the only question. But I do believe it's not immediately. I think it's really a distraction to this motion we're talking about, but is worthy of being taken up after this one.
Well,
that's all.
This is what we're
Stack, please.
What is included is already in motion. I mean, it already applies to any committee, doesn't it? Oh, public, go ahead.
Okay, so
say again.
I have the floor, Sue. Thanks. So I think there's been some confusion and conflation between membership in the foundation and membership on a committee. I don't know how that happened. It didn't come from me. But I did want to clarify this suggestion that it was unclear about the 3 hours. That's a totally different thing. To answer your question, Nancy, those two things are completely separate and should remain separate. Once someone joins, let's say, the WBI LSB Finance Committee, they're able to vote. They're able to bring motions. And that's really the only difference between someone who comes to a finance committee once every blue moon and someone who's a member. Membership in the station does not stem from your membership in the finance committee, although both situations can exist. I think the language I heard earlier suggested that there was a link. So there's a connection, but one does not rely upon the other. I did not hear anything asking the motion be changed to link it to station membership, but someone seems to have thought that's what was happening.
No, there's no wording in there about membership with the station in this motion.
Okay,
and
so
I think Thomas, yeah, go ahead.
I thought I heard, not Thomas, the other member of the public, the male voice.
Raymond.
Raymond.
Thank you. I thought I heard him say that this motion was being derailed by that conversation or something to that effect. I didn't hear anyone suggest that station membership had anything to do with the motion. I'm not quite sure where that idea came from.
Okay, and then Thomas asked the question, when do you become a member of this oversight committee? It's on the third time you come. You can even vote on the third time. And at the end of the meeting, you are officially a member. You're a member of the committee. And then I think it may be custom when the chair brings the number of the names of the members of the committee to the LSB, and the LSB formally, ceremoniously approves their membership. That's done at our station. I'm not sure where that rule is.
Okay.
Go ahead. Answer.
I'm sorry. Okay. If this is a meeting, and I thought I read earlier, because I did look at the motion earlier, although I couldn't join the call, it said that if you're there for the first meeting, you're automatically a member, and if you come to a meeting after that, you would have to do two or maybe three meetings. I don't remember the exact language.
Three consecutive.
Okay, so that's the answer to the question about how someone or when someone becomes a member of the committee. And I don't know about this thing about the LSB approving the membership. If it's an open call to the listenership, it's an open call to the listenership. The LSB are not God.
Well, that's been going on at KPFT. It's not okay. It's not pertinent to this conversation. I'm sorry. Okay, I want to go back and lay some rest, Sue. What you were proposing a council and the oversight committee, it's really it's going to be powerful in the membership of these committees or council and stand their ground and report to the LSB. It's both. I mean, the powers and how powerful these people are. I don't think changing the word to a council is going to give it teeth. I don't. We had that before, and we were not. We were just told by the general manager to, you know, go away. Not go away, but just, you know. So who cares what you think? That's the attitude. Okay, but that's
it. Has to be. Has to be passed by the LSB or the powers that be to make it have teeth.
Yes, we will. It'll, all committees of the LSB have to recommend to the LSB, and the LSB decides if they're worth it or not. Okay, I'm going to go back. Does that help you? I'm going to go back to the beginning. And I, Sharon, I sent it the last time just to you alone at your time, 3:22. Did you get it? Sharon? You must be muted.
I was muted, yes.
Okay.
I did get it. It's something wrong with my computer, and it's not coming through, but I did get it on my phone.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But so I did get it.
Okay.
I just have to fix what's wrong with my computer.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to go by the point out the changes that we made today, and I want to make sure they're still okay with everybody. Okay. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that it direct each local station board to, by September 30th, 2021, to establish an open programming committee or programming oversight committee. Shall we just make up our mind what we want to call it?
Where is be it resolved?
Excuse me? What'd you say? Excuse me? Did somebody say something?
I said something because I'm looking for be it resolved. So I am looking at something.
Okay. Be it resolved is like after the first paragraph, and I got it bolder print. Be it resolved that. Were you able to find that? Everybody?
And this is what you sent me at
3:22 your time.
3:22 my time. Okay, so that's this. Okay, so now I need to just find be it resolved. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking. Don't let me stop you.
All right. So I'm going to come to the part where we have to decide, okay, to establish an open programming committee or programming oversight committee. Can we decide which word we want? Programming Oversight Committee, Programming Committee. We might want to vote later on. Does anybody have a strong preference?
No.
I suggest getting rid of oversight.
Okay. So Programming Committee, it does sound tamer and without the oversight.
And also broader.
Yeah. Programming Committee. Okay. I'll put that down and I'll change it later. Okay, programming committee or conform its existing committee to provide oversight and assistance of the station's programming, including but not limited to, anybody want to stop me? Okay, and not in conflict with, then number one, how programming needs are determined. Number two, how shows and programs are selected. Number three, what programming agreements are made? Number four, how shows are scheduled and preempted? Number five, how programmers are educated and supported? Number six, anybody feels troubling, stop me, okay? How program success is measured and or evaluated? Number seven, how listener feedback is obtained and shared via survey, by email, or snail mail, and report to membership. Number seven, to the membership. Report to the membership and to the programmers. Number eight, how programming decisions are appealed and or grieved and or challenged. Number nine, how programs are moved, extended, lengthened, and or removed. We could say even shortened, right? we've had a, I'll add short and later. And number 10, how to organize and/or liaison student integration, both with public affairs, arts, and music, with teachers and/or schools' relationships. Okay. Number 11, Yes, go ahead. Yes.
It's the reference to students. I can also see that people who are not students could be integrated into the process. So maybe the term interns, which does not restrict it to age or particular, you know,
good
function
idea.
In life, might be better.
Okay. So how to organize and or, wait a minute, I'm going to write this down. Wait a minute, Sue. How to organize and or liaison interns or volunteers, interns and volunteers, intern and volunteers integration. Is that funny English? Integration, both with public affairs, arts and music, and with teachers and schools relationships. That's kind of, okay, go ahead, Sue. What's your question?
In number 7, listener feedback and report to membership, the membership of this committee or the membership of the
membership
of the station.
Yes.
The station.
So,
okay.
So we have passed already, I think, the earlier part of this year from the Governance Committee, a communications motion, and it included committee reports on the air with call-ins. So that would be under that. The Programming Committee would be able to do that. Okay. So, seeing back to number 10, let's see, how to organize and liaison
Tom, on number 10, you might get rid of the word liaison. It's not really a verb anyway. Organize and integrate interns. How to organize and integrate interns and volunteers with, you know, these pre-existing or to be created programs or that it's just a word, you know, choice.
That's great. Thank you. Organize,
get rid of liaison, though.
Yeah, get rid of liaison. Organize and integrate interns and volunteers with programming?
I don't know what you're trying them into the life of the station or into...
No, I mean like putting a young intern in each show or a new volunteer in each show. You know, because they're getting old. They need to have some younger person to take the baton later on. So I thought this might be a good way if we had each show having, of course, it cannot be forced, but urged. Anyway, organize and integrate interns and volunteers. Maybe that's the end of the sentence. We don't need all the other. Interns and volunteers. I wanted to put something like, you know, reaching out to schools and reaching out to schools and the public. What does that sound like? Okay. Yeah, I'll write down, see what it goes on. Okay, here's number 11. How to? Did somebody ask a question? Somebody want to say?
I would suggest, in terms of the what you're hinting at in your what you just said, that we leave the creation of the intern program and programs which do exist in some stations out of this motion. Just that we use the interns or expect that interns be sort of integrated as they. You know, as they volunteer into the production of programming. So, in other words, we're not. This is not an internship program motion.
Exactly.
We're just recognizing that intern programs exist and encouraging them to be given, you know, real duties, real production duties in real shows that, you know, are going on the air. That's all.
Okay.
That their time not being wasted, et cetera.
Okay. Okay. Organize and support integration of interns and volunteers. Okay. I wanted to put schools out there, including reaching out to schools. That's a little bit better. Okay. All right, here we go. Number 11. Yeah, somebody have a comment?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was earlier trying to object to your expression, they're getting old and they need help, et cetera. It's a bit ageist. Just because everybody on this call is over 60 doesn't mean that we're all old or that older people have no value. I would see some interns are in fact over 60 and make a real change in programs dealing with their age mates as well as with people far younger. So I just want to point that out.
Thank you. Yes, and I did not mean it like we want to get rid of old people. I just meant somebody there to young blood carry on the torch. All right, you're right. Volunteer can be at any age. Okay, organize and support integration of interns and volunteers, including reaching out to schools. Okay. To the public, maybe, as well as the general public. Came wrong. Okay. Here we are on 11. How to promote programs in liaison with the outreach committee. Number 12. How to support visual audio programming from the entire Pacifica network with expressions suitable
Nancy,
for a radio. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. What does the 11 actually mean? What are you thinking of? Our outreach committee in D.C. is mostly about sort of fundraising events, not on the air, like, you know, a 5K run or a dance or that sort of thing. What do they have to do with programming other than they're announced, you know, their ways of the listenership meeting programmers and et cetera, and they're meant to be sort of, you know, handsy-feely, touchy, but still fundraising programs generally.
Well, what you're describing sounds to me like a development committee.
We call it the outreach and development program or committee.
Two words. Okay. With the outreach committee, our station has two different committees. So finally, it was like that in the beginning, and then last year and this year became just outreach was like two lines on a development committee agenda. So the outreach, for example, you've got some Spanish language programming, and you want to target that audience. So you make a flyer that will be in Spanish, and you go deliver it, or some other way, you know, in that neighborhood where there's lots of Spanish-speaking people, or you think of other ways to target that audience, or some other kind of show that. That you make a special flyer for that target audience, like you want to do an audience. We did a flyer with MLK's last speech, the Ten Commandments of the Vietnam War. It was in his pocket when he was killed. He never got to deliver it. So we did that for MLK Day. We had the flyer with the speech on the back, and then on the other side was about KPFT and about listener-sponsored and a list of a few shows. And, you know,
What you're describing is not a committee. It's a function.
Well, we have an outreach committee that does that.
Every station has that committee, but they have that function, I think.
Well, you know, if they don't have an outreach committee, they ought to get one. They really do. Because you can, for example, in our outreach committee last Thursday, we talked about highway blogging. And we have 6 bridges over Highway 59 in Houston. And on each one of those bridges, we're permitted to put the largest is maximum is 6 feet by 6 feet poster. You have to stand and hold it against the cyclone fence. But the cars going underneath the bridges will, you know, at traffic hour, bumper to bumper, will stop and take pictures of you. And we jazzed it up a little bit. We're going to put some corded LED flashing light. It's in a cord, but you put it over the words. And so it will catch attention more if it's got. So that's what we did. You know, we just want to tell people that we exist. That's outreach. And
Nancy,
it's
question,
better,
Thomas.
It's better if you
okay.
have a team or a committee. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, it just sounds like you're describing. Yes. I loathe to say the word, but station marketing as a function, and. You know, in terms of publicizing the station to random drivers or Spanish language speakers who you perceive might be interested in the programming that aren't aware of it yet. The name of the committee is not as important as I think the function, although I'm still wondering as to how to promote programs in liaison with the outreach committee. Okay,
outreach also does social media. And so if we have a new show and we want to promote COVID, race, and democracy, what would we do? And I would go to environmental groups maybe, to their events, and have a big, holding up a banner that's flashing lights, and tell them, do you have a segment you'd like to put into the show or that's outreach. So I thought that programming committee could think of some things. So how do we get people to know about this particular show? This show is not doing well, but it's a good show. It just needs more marketing. How can we do it? So we just give some ideas to the outreach committee.
Stagger
on this program. Go ahead, Sue.
Marketing is not evil. Marketing is feminism. Marketing is putting yourself in the place of the listeners and finding out how they feel, what they want, what they need. There's nothing wrong with that. We should know our listeners, what they feel, what they want, what they need, and get it to them. Thank you.
Okay, maybe I can make this a little bit more understandable or simpler. Yeah, making it simpler.
Let me interrupt by saying thank you, Sue, for the comment. I was being a little glib about the word, but you're right. Marketing is an objectively semi-scientific field, and we should be employing it. You're right. You're right. I agree with that.
Anyway, I want the outreach committee to be able to get some input from the programming committee on what shows need help, you know, what shows need to be told to the public. So how can I say that? Just say programming promotion relay.
Programming awareness and promotion.
Yeah, awareness, promote.
And programs and special programming awareness and promotion as well.
Okay, how to promote programs, with the help, sending suggestions to the outreach committee. How about that? Is that better?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Okay. So. There, I guess my problem is that I think the motion is trying to do too much.
The structures are different at every station. The purpose of the program committee and the board, as far as I know, can only create committees and subcommittees. It cannot create a council. And the program council has a very different definition within the contractual stature of WBAI's former contract with paid and unpaid staff. So I don't know that, albeit it has apparently been relayed to some of you based on one individual's experience, one individual's rather dated experience that is more than 20 years old, likely, certainly more than the past decade. I would stay away from the word council, and I would limit this committee's work to helping the LSB to fulfill the mandate. And it does have a program-related mandate, which you might want to quote somewhere in the motion, if it's not already there. But
At the beginning,
you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the point is not to have this in a healthy atmosphere. The various committees of a board would be seeking ways to support each other and work together for the advancement of the station, both in terms of publicity that it exists, the kinds of programming, what the needs are, you know, and you tell us what's happening in your community. You know, so accepting input is fine, but I don't think it should be, the language should be so strict as to follow what exists at a particular station, because our stations are very different from each other. So I certainly would not be making reference to an outreach committee, which does not exist everywhere.
Okay, good idea. Okay, how about this? How to promote programs? That's it. What do you think?
I think promotion is not the job of the programming committee. This programming committee is supposed to ensure, which is why I didn't object early on, but I do have difficulty with the word assist, because, you know, if you're trying to assist someone who doesn't want your help, you're going to have constant conflicts. So I think the committee's job is to ensure that there is a workable process that is respectful, that is known to all the parties affected. But other than that, you know, and you want to look at several pieces, like how do shows get on the air? How do they disappear? I mean, I'm at BAI. I'm constantly saying, what happened to, you know, this person, that show? It's quite amazing. This is not just summer relief. So promoting the station, that's part of outreach and development. That's part of fundraising. It's not necessarily the work of the programming committee, but since programming is the thing that we make in radio, it goes without saying that everything can be connected to programming. That doesn't mean that the people who are involved in the programming necessarily need to have their hands in everybody else's plate. That's thank you.
I have a question for the speaker. So you would suggest that Clause 11 be just simply removed, how to promote programs in liaison with the outreach committee, just remove that entirely?
Yeah, because I don't think that's part of our job.
Yeah, I agree with you, but okay, that's all.
Okay. So 11, I'm going to scratch, but I do think that if we are trying to be helpful, helping the programming, it's much more friendlier, and that's why I put the word assist instead of just overseeing. It sounds like a policeman and may not be. Okay, number 12. Okay, I'm going to scratch off 11. Number 12, how to support visual and audio programming from the entire Pacifica network with expressions for a radio or blind audience with short captions or translations in several languages to include the deaf audience and international audience, organizing volunteer translators teams.